Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Days of Future Fuzz, Pengla broadcasted her message of love to the world and inspired the people to rise up. Her brother, Emperor Fuzzo, was deposed in a coup by his own mother's boob. He's been taken by Feltina to a fate unknown. And just as Pengla, Dan Kent, and Valborg were about to head to Fuzzopolis, the Third Felt Legion began their assault on our heroes. What is to be done by you? Listen to this, the new episode, episode 14, Better to Reign in Fuzz Than Serve in Heaven.
What do we do?
Try not to die.
Oh, not die, huh? Great. Great advice, Val.
What's your answer? Some dumb story that barely makes sense? Oh, I had this friend who was a goat, and he was all red because we painted him because there was this fancy party at the mayor's house and had no goats policy because the mayor was also a tin can. And goats and tin cans don't get along, but since he was red, he couldn't be seen because the mayor's guard were colorblind. So in the end, the can and the goat ended up starting a food co-op in Honk Town or whatever stupid place. Oh yeah, that story was so helpful because I'm just a big dumb guy who gets stupid lucky and then thinks he's entitled to things. That about right?
Yeah, mostly. Except it was a hardware store.
Oh, hey, I know. Let's keep smiling and think fuzzy thoughts. Everything works out for the best.
That's a great sentiment, but it's not gonna save us.
Just believe!
That fuzzcopter's exploding. What was that?
Good thoughts coming true.
Actually, it was a Sidewinder fuzz-seeking missile.
Wow! But probably also good thoughts.
All thanks to my girls. See?
The First Ladies! They've all transformed into all sorts of action vehicles!
With the help of your Cobalt.
Beep beep! Hop in!
You all get in Jeep Kennedy Onassis. I'll bring the firefight to the fuzz in the Martha Washington.
And me! Helen Tacticycle!
Let's do this.
First Ladies, action vehicles, go! First Ladies, I'ma go there.
Hang on! The Third Felt Legion is dropping carpet bombs left and right! Who will save us? Helen Taft transmorphed into a Helen Taft-a-cycle! She's hitting that ramp and doing a flip! Wow! Martha Washington brings down the boom on those buzzers! Look out, boys! These ladies shoot hard and play hard! Jeep Kennedy Onassis is going into turbo drive and looks great doing it! Mary Todd Lincoln Continental has optional twin-mounted laser cannons. This time, instead of being committed, she's committed to kicking Felt butt.
First Ladies, action vehicles, go! Check out their cool new look on new accessories! Massive death pole battlefield plays and folds up relief! Rising into action from the patriarchy's ashes!
Now,
out with new body armor. Body armor not included. For full instructions and specs, send 10 UBCs to First Lady's Action Vehicles, 155 White House Drive, by Centralia, New Jersey, 07555. Sales tax not included. Ask parents permission before touching or climbing into any First Lady.
We did it!
We? You just sat in me while the First Ladies destroyed the army.
But I beeped the horn.
Stop that.
Thanks, robo-vehicle ladies. You are like a comfy sweater on a rainy afternoon.
Oh, shucks.
We're not done yet. Ladies, you ready to storm Fuzzopolis?
This time, Dolly Madikar gets to burn the capital, and I'm not saving any portraits. Also, who wants ice cream?
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Ice cream pipes. Serve me some of that soft serve.
Yay! Though I can't eat it, my mouth doesn't go to anything.
Then how do you talk?
With words, silly. You're so silly.
All right. Now, let's ride. Ooh, brain freeze.
There's Brushy Cell. Fuzz Troopers, show no mercy.
Yes, Empress Boob. There's a problem.
Sometimes the door sticks. You have to really pull hard.
Oh, sure, that, but not that. Brushy is gone. All that's left is this weird, tooth-shaped cocoon.
Is it a cocoon or a chrysalis?
Let's call it a pupa, because a pupa can refer either to the chrysalis or the silk casing that a moth spins, a.k.a. a cocoon, before it turns into a pupa.
Yeah, but that means the cocoon is the case around the pupa, it's not the pupa itself.
Oh, I guess you're right, but I still think pupa
is... Well, maybe the problem is...
Enough of this informative prattle! Obviously Brushy is inside! Destroy it!
Nothing's working. It's impervious to our fuzz weapons.
Damn this dental nonsense. No matter. I'm sure we can crack this tooth pupa. Maybe
Empress
we...
Boob! Empress Boob! Pengla has defeated the Third Felt Legion.
What? Impossible!
What should we do, oh sweet royal hooter?
Take me to my chambers. I must pray.
But the...
No!
Get in here, Fuzzle.
Oh no. The Ministry of Information Extraction. You're gonna torture me. You're gonna take out all my stuffing and then turn me inside out and then sew me up again and I'll have to spend the rest of my life staring at my insides. Help!
What? No! That's dark! You're... Wow.
My family was... Well, you know child actors, we rarely turn out normal. Just kill me quickly.
I'm not going to kill you. We're going to escape. I just need to help someone else first.
Pooch Gompers?
Who?
The famed cereal fuzzer we keep in that cell over there?
No, never. He should rot in mildew. Her.
Professor, why?
We're going to get you out of here.
Why?
Yes, you're Professor Why. She's gone mad.
No, W-H-Y. Why?
Oh, she doesn't even know how to spell her own name. She's gone mad. Tragic.
Feltina!
You were right, Professor. The Fuzz is... His mother's boob has taken control and she's going to cause Fuzz War 3!
Yeah, and the first two Fuzz Wars were no picnic. In fact, the right of habeas picnic was suspended throughout.
You have a lot of lint in you, Professor. Can you walk?
Since I was a kid.
Okay, let's get out of here. We should get Humph. She's in the IT department on the 7th Fuzz floor.
There's no time. And that department is crawling with Fuzz Guards because they have that bowl of free combs.
But
there is no time!
Once we're clear of the city, we can send for her.
Right. That will work. Let's hurry!
Hear my prayer. I'm just a boob. Standing in front of an elder god... asking him to destroy the unbelievers.
I've been praying, never wavering, anticipating, with my faith intact and ever patient, singing your praises while gutting and flaying those who doubt your ways. But oh, I I'm just one boob and I'm fighting some doubts. So, fuzz, help me now. I've burned your doubters. I've skinned those cowards. Thrown them from towers above to prove your power and love. I've been your soldier. So if you don't show yourself, there'll be egg all over my areola. Please, I need a sign that you're hearing me. So, fuzz, help me now. Fuzz, help me now. It doesn't have to be much. Give me the strength to go on. Stronger. Well, I can't take it any longer. Are you there? I'm waiting, always waiting. Why should I wait anymore? What are you waiting for? Well, this is it. Show yourself or I'm out. So, beneath Fuzzopolis and find you!
Finally, we're back on the street. Hurry, we have to get away quickly before the...
Hey! Ain't you Emperor Fuzzo?
Yes, but I'm in a
Can I get an autograph?
I'm sort of in the middle of
Come
something.
Come on, be a pal.
There's no time.
Come on, I collect Fuzzographs and then sell them on the Interfuzz.
That is a noble hobby.
There's no time to get my wife, but we have time for this.
He's a fan.
Meh, but will ya?
Fine. Quickly now, citizen.
Actually, I'm technically a subject since you're an emperor.
I never liked the term subject. Reminds me of school, like...
Time is wasting.
Maybe I could just run quickly back and get off and...
No time!
According to my calculations, the Fuzz troops are already searching for us. We must go.
But my Fuzzograph!
Anything to improve the life of my people.
Great! You got a pen?
What? No, sorry.
I found one on our way out. I like pens.
We have to hurry!
Keep your britches in your drawers. This will only take a minute.
Here's the pen.
Sure. Do I just... How do I open it?
Twist.
Twist? Like, it's not...
Let me see.
Come on!
It'll only take a... Oh, wait, there it goes.
Now, do you have some paper?
Oh, for felt's sake. I'm going back.
There's no time! She'll be fine. So, paper. Paper.
There's some Fuzz papers in that recycle bin over there.
Let me see. Didn't read the paper today. What's it say? Emperor Fuzzo deposed. Shoot on sight. Guilty of... Oh, guess you're out of a job. Heck, that'll make the Fuzzograph worth even more. Ka-ching!
Ka-ching? What's that?
It's a...
You're sign it!
Here. Keep on trucking. Love, Fuzzo.
Aw, love? Thanks. Well, I'm off to... Oops, I ripped it. Can you...
Whoa, you knocked him out.
He just wanted a Fuzzograph.
We don't have time. Here, get in that fuzz fan. I'll fuzz wire the fuzz circuits and we'll fuzz out of here. Ugh. I'm getting sick of everything being fuzz.
That is why you shall die!
Abizo!
I knew you couldn't be trusted. You've been corrupted by this flesh pile.
I have a name.
So did I once. I wasn't simply Advizo. The fuzz was but part of my story. But the truth is much, much deeper. You see...
Oops.
You just ran him over.
The keys were in the... Ew. Oh. Ugh. Let me just back up and...
Ow! Ow! Ow!
You just double ran him over.
Oh, sorry. I'm not used to driving stick. Hold on.
Oh, science! The tires are spinning him out. Spinning all of them out. You're caught on him. Stop! Stop!
He's probably fine. He's fine, right?
No.
Oh, Felt! Fuzz troopers!
It's them! Open fire!
Hop in! Quick! We made it.
Mostly. Sorry. I've been hit.
She's bleeding!
And this is a fabric interior. Oh! They're still firing! We've gotta shake them!
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
I must be a mile deep. Ugh, so hot. Luckily, a boob is a natural tunneling machine.
Oh, Elder Fuzz! It's so beautiful!
You are a fuzz!
The dentine prophecy has come true. The one of perfect teeth has come to chomp you.
It is of no concern. We are that which was that, which was long before that, which is now, was now, now.
We must stop it.
No. Tired. We must sleep until the time that is fuzz.
The time is now!
No.
But you summoned me to you. Why would you do that if not to aid me?
We wanted to see that talking did. Done. Back to sleep.
No! If you won't help me, then I'll make you. I'll burrow into you myself. I'll become the Elder Fuzz. Yeah!
No!
Get off of us! You are disturbing the fuzz!
I don't care! I must bring about the final fuzzing! Now to burrow into you!
Oh.
becoming, I'm becoming pure fuzz.
There it is, the great city of Fuzz, gleaming like an electric rug.
Pangla, are you ready to fulfill your destiny?
Yep, Miss Valborg! Yippee!
That's a quake. What's happening?
The city. Look.
What is that?
It's the Elder Fuzz! It's awakened, and now it's tearing the city apart!
That's no good.
Not even a little.
You know, one time, just one time, I'd like it if it was easy. Just once.
On a reign of terror, our heroes flummoxed. Fuzzo, Veltina, and Professor Y on the run. Can the fuzz be stopped? Find out next time on the season finale of Days of Future Fuzz, episode 15, Night of the Living Elder Fuzz.
The Fall of House of Sunshine is a Roygold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Find out more about everything by emailing us your questions at podmusical@gmail.com. The Q&A episode is a few weeks away. And please rate, review, and subscribe. It helps others discover our weird world, like a treasure map of ratings and comments, where the true treasure was the gold we found along the way. And the jewels, and that ring that made me kill my friend Deagle. Oh, sweet Deagle, you shall never have my precious. Thanks for listening, and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is part of Fate Crafters Studios. Find other great shows at fatecrafters.com.
Hello, this is Lyman Keys with another post-episode recommendation from the Fate Crafters Network. And today, what a day it is. But do you ever think about what tomorrow will be? Well, it's the future. And the future is a place you're going to spend a lot of your time. But not really, because you can never quite get there. You're always in the present, and the future's always ahead of you, and you think, one day I'll be in the future, but you never get there, and then you're stuck in the past. That's what they say. That's what they think. I don't know who they are or what they are or any of that. What I want to talk to you about is instead a podcast, not the metaphysical ruminations on all of that. Anyway, let's talk about how to listen to music in the 22nd century in the future. So, there's this guy, Siva Garlic, and his every need is met by the United States in exchange for his life of abundance. He has but one obligation, and that's a monthly report about himself. And he's got some people along with him. Well, not people exactly. There's Jeeves, which is the nano printer, and Thelonious, a sentient plant that he brings along. He has a whole thing. It's very crazy and fun, and it draws on a lot of music. Because how do you listen to music in the 22nd century? Maybe some sort of implant, I'm not sure. Is there even music in the 22nd century? All these questions and more may have answers, may not. You have to listen to find out how to listen to music in the 22nd century with the adventures of Siva Garlic, who, when I first saw a type-up of the podcast, because sometimes I just get transcripts when Stuart isn't able to get me the full rundown, and I was like, what is this, Clever Garlic? Is this some sort of onion of renowned intelligence? But it's Siva Garlic, not Clever Garlic, because really we all know in the onion family, really chives are the smartest of the onions, and garlic is a little bit dull. Not that there's anything wrong with it. Garlic, you be yourself, you do it. And if Garlic was any smarter, it would definitely have subscribed already to How to Listen to Music in the 22nd Century, fatecrafters.com, or How to Listen 22nd.com, which I assume is 22nd, or not North Dakota, because that would be crazy. And you're crazy not to listen to this. Crazy is a relative thing. It's not really the most appropriate term anymore. I don't mean crazy in any sort of clinical sense. I just mean that's what you'd be for not subscribing. And if you do subscribe, maybe it'll drive you crazy how much you love it. Anyway. Wow. Ooh, Lyman, you got a bit worked up there. Anyway, yes. Subscribe now. It's a lot of fun. It's very interesting, very fun, silly, really great show. And it's new, brand new to Fate Crafters as of this recording by me. So give it a listen. Tell me what you think. And I'll tell you what I think. And we'll all think together in the 22nd century. Wow, the future. See you there in the future. If we ever make it there. I hope we make it there. Oh boy. Things aren't looking good right now, but we'll get there. Just stick it out, Lyman. Yep. All right, yes. Fatecrafters.com. How to listen to music in the 22nd century. Listen to it now.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.